Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College football is upon us. Florida State, well, I guess they might not be as back as we thought they were. We've got Ohio State, Akron this weekend. This is going to be a tough one. I'm not sure if Ohio State can keep it.
Can Akron keep it within 60?
I would say. It's going to be a toughie, though. But to talk about all those things, we head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. A welcome on of Gojo and Golic and college football analyst Mike Golic Jr. Mike, welcome to the show.
Appreciate you having me. Happy almost week one. We're finally here.
Should we be putting better games in week zero?
It'd be nice, but quite honestly, no. I think, like, what we've just come off of, a massive gap in the sport, a long talking season, you know, college football, yeah, we get spring football, which is something, but it's not quite like the NFL model where we've got the combine as this new flux of stuff, and then we've got the draft. Like, we haven't gotten there with the professional presentation of the portal yet. So I think right now you can afford to give us scraps, and we're going to eat them up like we haven't eaten in days because we've been wandering around the wasteland without college football.
Mike, I feel like we've been talking about Ohio State with just in the same, like, three circles of a conversation. But we had former Ohio State head coach Urban Meyer on yesterday, and we asked him if you and Jim Harbaugh, because there was some tension there, if you guys bumped into each other, would you be able to have a friendly conversation? So I ask you, as one of the notable Notre Dame alums in the world, is there anybody from one of Notre Dame's 37 rivalries that if you saw them from your time playing, that you might go up there and buck up on them?
No, probably not at this point, but that's mostly a reflection of me being tired and forgetting most of the slights of the past. Like, I can tell you guys I gave up sacks to. I can tell you bad plays I had. But as far as people that genuinely ticked me off enough to remember into adulthood, no, probably not. I mean, do you guys, like, Dusty, you guys have beef that's longstanding like that? I'd be impressed.
I don't have beef. Do you have beef, Nick?
I am beef.
You are
but
beefy.
I do not have
you
beef.
You are beefy, yeah. Hey, Mike, let me ask you about tomorrow. We've got Colorado and NDSU, and everyone's been on this Colorado thing, whether you like them or you don't. I mean, there's a lot of haters. We get that. But this is a tough matchup for them, like week one. I mean, they're playing a team that could come in there and literally pull the upset. What do you think about Colorado and what Prime is doing?
You know what? It is bold scheduling. I will say that for your out of conference. I mean, we've seen for years people not willing to go and put North Dakota State on the schedule because of what they've been at the FCS level. Now, it's worth noting that this really, for the last few years, has actually been an element of, or division of football that's belonged to South Dakota State, right? They are the back-to-back defending champions in FCS football, and they're going to be a team someone else has to face in this opening weekend in Oklahoma State. But it, stylistically, it's a nightmare matchup for what has traditionally, through 1 year of Deion Sanders, been the problem. They're an incredibly physical football team. They want to get downhill. They want to run power at you and test you along the defensive and offensive lines of scrimmage. And that's where we know Colorado's had their biggest trouble. So it's a great test early on for a Colorado defensive line that people have maintained is well improved, and an offensive line that we know they portaled heavy, they're trying to redo again. You're going to get a great stress test week one before you really get to go up in that competition level and face a Nebraska team that wants revenge from last season.
The Guardians did just pull off a 7-5 win to salvage not getting swept by the Royals. It was a good win, come-from-behind win. We're going to get to that coming up in about 15 minutes here, but we got Mike Golic Jr. on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. I asked Urban this question yesterday. I'm not just going to ask you about our interview with Urban, by the way. I promise you. I'm not dropping here. I realized what I was doing for the second time. He's a great guy. It was wonderful. We replayed him late in the show, and a lot of people loved it. Some didn't, but a lot of people loved it. But I got to say, when I asked him, and I asked the wrong person the right question. I asked him, is it better for the Big Ten if Ohio State beats Oregon on October 12th or if Oregon beats Ohio State? So I now pose that question to you.
Oh, I mean, if you're looking for the Big Ten, if you're looking for that, the old guard, you want Ohio State to win. Oregon coming in year one and managing to pull that off. Albeit it's a game that's going to be out at Austin, so they've got the home field advantage. But yeah, I don't think you want to be the incumbent and let the new guy come in and push you around right away. It would create a ton of interest for the rest of us. Like, I don't know about the Big Ten, but for the outside world, that would be incredible for us. A $20 million roster getting its teeth kicked in by the team that just joined the conference that comes from the Pac-12 that traditionally, style-wise, isn't supposed to be hanged. That's easy for us to write headlines off of for the rest of the world. But no, if you're the Big Ten, you want Ohio State to handle business.
Who do you think is going to win the Big Ten? I mean, I think Ohio State, but what say you?
I picked Oregon just because, like, Ohio State's got the Death Star roster. It's $20 million. It's all the stuff that we know about the team. Like you said, we've talked these headlines into oblivion. I just do have questions like, hey, we probably won't need to see a super high ceiling with Will Howard, but it's still something that bears looking at. I mean, you saw with Kyle McCord last year. Hey, you had good weapons around him. Marvin Harrison Jr. said it himself. He's probably the best wide receiver to come through Ohio State. And even that wasn't enough in the biggest games when you had Kyle McCord throwing the ball. So I want to see Will Howard do it. And the offensive line concerns me. Like, you talk about Urban Meyer. That's the biggest difference. When Urban was here when they won their last title, Ohio State was a force along the line of scrimmage on the offensive side of the football. And now I have legitimate questions about the pieces there. There's talented guys in there, especially on the left side of that line. But I want to see it come together in a meaningful way that's not going to matter at the beginning of the season when they're playing Akron. But it's going to be about when you got to see that Michigan defense again. It's going to be about when you have to see the depth that Oregon has or whoever you get in the playoff, because Ohio State's going to be in the playoff. That's when I'm most concerned about that group still being something that could prevent them from their ultimate goal, which is, hey, this year, beat Michigan, win the national championship. Those are the only things that matter.
Mike, will the other three new Big Ten teams struggle to adapt to this conference?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I think so right out of the gate. USC is super curious. They actually like strapped on their big boy pants this offseason and said, we have to make some changes, especially defensively. Alex Grinch had been with Lincoln Riley for the longest going back to Oklahoma. We hadn't really seen it work at a high level, but maybe 1 year and probably held on to that too long. And so now you get De'Anton Lynn. Now you get a guy that came from a defense that made huge improvements last year at UCLA. They're going to be interesting because offensively they've got the firepower and the scheme under Lincoln Riley. He's kind of like Sark, where every year the offense is going to work. You just know based on them being there. But they're interesting because we know O&D line's been an issue there. And I think really for everyone else, Washington lost so much. UCLA's in a massive transition period now that Chip Kelly lives over here. So I do think everyone else, it's going to be a year where they've got to kind of do some retooling.
Mike, let's talk a little SEC football here in Big Ten country, because the SEC has certainly gotten much, much tougher and more interesting with OU and Texas joining in. You know, Bama's got a new coach, obviously. Kalen DeBoer comes in from Washington. Georgia's still loaded, so I would probably pick them to win the SEC. But, man, it's going to be interesting this year, don't you think?
Yeah, oh, it's going to be awesome. And you want to talk about another conference that has to worry about a team coming in the first year and, man, I understand the Big Ten has a lot of pride, but we hear the SEC superiority complex pop in all the time, where a couple of years ago when the Oklahoma and Texas move got announced, the people scoffed at it and said, oh, you think you're going to come over after the Big 12, Texas, and all their boosters and donors that think so highly of the school. And then last year, Sark did the thing. He got them over the hump. They won the Big 12 on the way out. They made the college football playoff, and they looked along the lines of scrimmage like a team that could come in and compete right away. So, yeah, they've got that interesting there. Georgia, you know, let's see, some of the skill players that are certainly looking a little bit different based off what's gone on in the preseason with certain guys being let go from the team, some changes from some important players last year, but it's all still there. They should be the one. Alabama, I want to see. Kalen DeBoer is a hell of a football coach, but we know Alabama is a bit of a different math problem that you have to solve. And for Jalen Milroe, he's not what we think of when we think of a Kalen DeBoer quarterback in terms of what we saw, you know, with Michael Penix, both in Indiana and at Washington. So I just think I'm fascinated to see how those styles mesh and how Kalen DeBoer meets his quarterback where he is, uses some of those skill sets, especially with his legs, and creates an offense that could still be one of the best in college football.
If you guys are just joining us, Gardo's just got a big win over the Royals to stave off a sweep. We got some talk on that coming here shortly, but we've got Mike Golic Jr. on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So I know you talked a little bit about Will Howard there. Do you think Will Howard is a definitive upgrade over Kyle McCord?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think Kyle McCord's a good college quarterback, but when it comes to this level of football, it just missed too many layups. Like, he had a couple of bleep you throws in the bag. You saw those pop up in the Michigan game. You saw him pop up at other spots along the season. There's a reason Ohio State recruited the guy. But ultimately, I think you saw as the year went on, to have those kind of weapons around you consistently and to fail producing spots where there were bunnies built in for you in Ryan Day's offense, I think ultimately Will Howard is going to be able to come in and make those layups more often than not. The big plays are going to be there because you've got big-time playmakers. You need a quarterback to come in and play point guard and miss a lot fewer of the open shots.
All right, this leads me to a completely meaningless and quite frankly unfair hypothetical question, but this is what I'm known for. If Will Howard was the starting quarterback last year, do things look different for Ohio State?
They probably look a little bit better. I still ultimately don't think they beat last year's Michigan team just because they were so mature in that roster's life cycle. Along the lines of scrimmage, I think they were the superior group. We saw defensively how much talent there was there, offensively having, you know, J.J. McCarthy, who, you know, I understand that Jim Harbaugh calls him the best quarterback in school history. I don't know, but he has certainly grew into someone that was incredibly impressive for what he was asked to do behind that group up front full of Maulers. So I think they probably would have made it a little bit closer, but ultimately I still think Michigan was getting it done last year.
I don't know how to put this. I made it weird with the last guest we had on it, so I'll just make it weird again. I took my first cold shower earlier today, and it might have changed my life, although it certainly it took a minute to adjust there. Are you a cold shower guy?
No, never been. I'm a cold plunge guy. Like, that was something from my playing days that I still do a fair amount in life now because I like the effects. There's all the good research on what it can do for you. But for some reason, I associate the shower with being like me time. I get to scrub off all the rough parts of my day and enjoy a little bit of that warm embrace in the shower. I don't want to muddy up that scene with the cold there. So I'm glad it worked for you. It's just one of those things I know isn't for me.
I will say, longest 30 seconds of my life, the first 30 seconds of that cold shower, Mike.
You would not survive in a cold plunge, buddy.
I have no doubt. No, I have tried it, and it is the hot stove theory to the max, reversing polarity. Not a great time.
Mike, you are awesome, man. I love what you and your pops do. I can't wait to hear more of your stuff throughout college football season. It's great that college football's back. The NFL's on its way as well. Appreciate you, man. And again, best of luck to you and your pops.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it. Have a good one, guys.
Thank you so much. Mike Golic Jr. on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.